Aaron Klein, Ben & Jerry's Israel Boycott Wokeness Gone Insane. By Deborah Brand on July 23, 2021. Aaron Klein, senior advisor to former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, denounced ice cream makers Ben & Jerry's boycott of Israel as wokeness gone insane on John Batchelor's CBS radio show this week. On Monday, Ben & Jerry's announced its plans to end sales in what it termed the occupied Palestinian territory. According to Klein, the boycott, divestment and sanctions movement, which put heavy pressure on the ice cream giant to stop sales in Israel and particularly in the West Bank, is anti-Semitic and would rather see the Jewish state eliminated entirely. "I don't like it when people misuse words like anti-Semitism. This is not being misused. The BDS movement, of which Ben & Jerry's is now a part, is the very definition of anti-Semitism. It delegitimizes the right of Israel to exist," Klein told Bachelor. "Ben & Jerry's shows what BDS really is. It is not about Jews living in certain areas, which within itself is already anti-Semitic, to oppose that. It is Jews living in Israel. It is the existence of Israel," Klein, who previously served as Breitbart Jerusalem's bureau chief, said. He went on to explain calling it occupied Palestinian territory in itself is a misnomer, since such a territory doesn't legally exist anywhere. He said, "There is no Palestine. In fact, the title Palestine was previously used for the pre-Israel Jewish communities. If anything, the United Nations at most calls these territories disputed. What are they even talking about here? Occupied Palestinian territories. They are referring to, for example, eastern sections of Jerusalem. This means the Kotel, the Western Wall, the Temple Mount. The holiest site in Judaism, according to Ben & Jerry's, is occupied. They're talking about the Jewish quarter of Jerusalem, which Jews inhabited for 3,000 years. They were talking about places like Hebron, home to the second holiest site in Judaism, the Tomb of the Patriarchs and Matriarchs. Hebron, home to the oldest continuous Jewish community in the world. It is not just these areas that Ben & Jerry's falsely labels occupied. The board of directors, according to reports, they want to boycott Israel in its entirety." Ben & Jerry's announced that they are not going to continue the licensing agreement with their Israeli licensee here, who manufactures Ben & Jerry's in all of Israel. When Unilever, the parent company that bought Ben & Jerry's, tried to stop that, the Ben & Jerry's board fought them. Klein called on Ben & Jerry's and its parent company Unilever to immediately cancel this anti-Semitic decree, concluding by telling Bachelor he would personally no longer be buying Ben & Jerry's. "Häagen-Dazs tastes very good. I'm going to be buying Häagen-Dazs," he quipped, noting the late founders of the ice cream makers, Rose and Reuben Mattis, were huge supporters of Israel. On Thursday, Israeli President Isaac Herzog condemned BDS as a new kind of terrorism. "The BDS campaign does not pursue peace and seeks to undermine the very existence of the State of Israel. It is aiming its arrows at the Israeli economy," he went on. Herzog declared Israel would not stop fighting Ben & Jerry's boycott as well as other means of economic warfare against it. His remarks echoed those of Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett a day earlier. Bennett told Alan Jope, the CEO of Unilever, that the boycott is an anti-Israel move that would be fought vigorously. Others were quick to join the fray and stand up against the company and its anti-Israel boycott. Jope on Thursday distanced itself from Ben & Jerry's decision, saying the conglomerate remains fully committed to doing business in Israel. But he stopped short of saying his company would force Ben & Jerry's to walk back its decision.